That's new. It tells you verbally the recording's in progress now.
No, that's not a bad thing, honestly. So now I said
it started like within the last week.
Did it do it again when I did it too, or
no, just once. But on all the podcasts I get, or all the, because a lot of my conference calls are now on Zoom, it always says that when I first log into it, into the Zoom session.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 40 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
We're just two guys drinking beer, talk what's going on. Apparently, as soon as you hit record on a Zoom call, it immediately tells everyone recording now in progress so that you're not caught as a high school teacher with your...
Or a congressman or a reporter.
With your nipples being suckled by some homeless man. Thank you for the bell. I like it. Because too many people be getting caught up with that one, huh?
Yep. Don't rely on your cameras to be off and your audio to be off. Leave the room if you want to masturbate.
Yes! Or at least put the lens cap down, right? And welcome to episode 40.
And that's how we get started.
Oh, all right. You got anything you want to talk about in particular? It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yep. It is. And people are usually very confused about Memorial Day weekend.
It is. I get thanked way too often on Memorial Day weekend. It's kind of driving me nuts.
I haven't been thanked yet at all this weekend, so.
Well, that's a good sign. And plus, it's mostly with veterans that they kind of get it.
Yeah, it's to remember the people that didn't make it back from the war.
Exactly.
My day's in November.
Yeah, true. November 11th, right? 11-11-11?
Yeah. Yep, November 11th.
November 11th, 1911, I believe, ended World War One. It was the armistice.
Okay, well, since you rolled in Memorial Day, you want to talk about the American flag protocol that nobody actually knows anything about?
I will, because I actually had to double check today, because I was like, the weird rules about the flag are weird enough.
Yeah.
What happens on Memorial Day? Apparently, you're supposed to do a regular half-mast ceremony at sunrise. So you raise it sharply, then slowly lower it. And here's the question. Is it half-staff or half-mast?
I always call it half-mast.
Because we always did. I think it depends. I think only Navy did it that way.
Well, I was in the Navy for 20 years, so I'm going to stick with that way. It wasn't broken then. Why change it now?
Well, I don't, because the Navy taught me, if it ain't broke, fix it till it is.
I almost spit that back out onto my laptop.
You know it's true, right?
Yep.
No, the budget of the United States Navy is asinine. Really is. Now, don't get me wrong. We absolutely need it because the United States Navy is possibly is the most powerful war machine ever created by mankind.
Right. With the carriers.
Oh, the super carriers with an entire battle group to protect it with submarines and everything with ballistic missile capabilities. One battle group. Like one carrier battle group could take out the entire world if it had to.
Yeah.
It's a little terrifying. But at least it's my country that has that power.
Right.
Now here's the question is, what is China doing?
They're building up their own Navy. And they basically went one step further. They're building their own islands.
I was just going to go there. They're building their own islands to have a better Navy. That's something we never even thought about.
No, we just took over islands that were already pre-existing.
Yeah, Guam, Puerto Rico,
Philippines for 100 years.
Oh, Exactly. We just took up the colonizers, I suppose.
Yeah. We followed our parent country, you know, to have colonies around the world.
Well, they've been offered statehood, but they've said no every time. Which kind of blows.
Guam hasn't.
You sure? I thought Guam has been offered statehood a couple of times.
I don't know. Puerto Rico actually voted for it last year. They want to be a state now.
Which surprised me. It was the first time in, what, the 15th time they've been offered statehood, and they finally said, yeah, maybe we'll do it?
Yeah.
Well, they voted that they'll vote on it, right? Or something weird? They voted to consider it?
No, they voted to do it now, but, you know, they actually... You know, really, the only thing they gain in the process, they're almost better being
is congressmen and senators.
They got voting senators, and they got a right to vote for. I mean, they still vote for president, but you know, but they lose some of their welfare benefits. They lose, you know, some other benefits that comes to being a territory and not a state.
Well, and some weird. Liberties and independences, I suppose, is the right word in terms of stuff the United States might consider illegal, but that Puerto Rico does not.
Right.
Once you become a state, it becomes illegal in that state too. I don't know what Puerto Rico might be doing, but you know, cockfighting, for example, is now against the law.
Yes, it is.
Well, if they become, you know, if they become a state. Uh-huh. Plus, what are we going to do with the flag?
Well, I mean, once D.C. becomes a state, we'll have to change it anyway, so.
D.C. can't be a state. That's the whole point, though.
No, according to Congress, they can be.
So, what is Maryland and Virginia just going to ask for their property back?
No, they've lost their property.
I'm pretty sure D.C. is actually written out in the Constitution saying it can't be a state.
Yeah, well, they've decided they don't need to follow the Constitution to make it a state.
Has anyone pointed this out?
Yes. A lot of Republicans and independents have pointed out to the Democrats, but since the Democrats are in power now, they don't really care. It'll end up in court. Because the Democrats look at it as an easy two more senators for their side of the aisle.
That just seems dumb. Like, do they really think the average voter is that dumb?
Yes. Most definitely.
Is the average voter that dumb?
No.
You sure?
Well, maybe the average one is, but the people that go out and vote for a dog catcher, they're not your average voter. Somebody that shows up at every primary, every election, whether it's local, state, or national, they are more committed to the political process than the average voter. The average voter just shows up every 4 years and votes on the presidential ticket.
You know, it's funny. I got into a big fight with my aunt a couple days ago. I'm not sure. I say a big fight. It wasn't. It was a big disagreement. But, you know, she went on this. I said that about Biden. And she got all butt hurt. She went on this tirade for like 5 minutes. And I listened to the whole thing. Well, Trump was, you know, an evil man. He was a Nazi and a racist, you know, yada, yada. And I was like, all right. He was like, well, give me an example. And she said, of what? I was like, of any of it. Just give me an actual example.
Right.
And she goes, name anything he did. I was like, no. If you're saying it's literally everywhere you look for 4 years, it should be very easy to come up with a single example, right?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, well, I can't come up with one right now. Well, maybe it wasn't as bad as you thought it was, and you were overreacting the entire time. Meanwhile, everything's burning down around you, and you're pretending it's cool because at least it's not Trump.
Right. What should you say to that?
That really pissed her off.
Well, she couldn't see the logic behind your argument, or she didn't want to acknowledge that it was a logical argument.
Yeah,
it didn't fit her narrative of how life should be.
Yeah, I don't know. This idea of white privilege is starting to really make sense to me a little bit now. I have to come back up to the Northeast. It's because I have a whole bunch of white people around me telling me how I need to be better for Black people. But these folks have never met a Black person.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know about you, but the black folks I've met are bright enough to have identification and they know where to vote.
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh. And then they call me racist. I'm like, no. No, it's like the sheer fact that you assume that these folks are too stupid to know where to vote and how to get ID is the racist thing. Just like this Wuhan wet market idea of where this virus came from is way more racist than the idea of getting out of a lab.
And now they're saying that the bat that they say it came from doesn't even exist in Wuhan. It wouldn't have been there that time of year, or it's not there natively or whatever, you know. We're back to the, and it, oh, and Facebook has lifted its ban on, you can now post that it might have been man-made compared to being a naturally occurring virus, you know.
So all the stuff that I got taken down, I got called a conspiracy theorist for, yeah, and made fun of by my own family for, is now something like, hey, maybe that's a good argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've already been ostracized as a wackadoo. But now all of a sudden my ideas make sense. Or at least my questions, right?
Yeah. Because Trump's not in power anymore. So now we can, now Facebook can loosen the reins a little bit and stop being the arbiter of the narrative. I don't say the truth. I'll say the narrative, because that's what Facebook's turned into.
Yes.
You know? Judge and jury of what the people need to see and hear.
But what's more racist? The idea that they have a dirty, disgusting wet market where people are slaughtering animals in the streets full of viruses and bacteria, or a first world nation has a first world top of the line lab studying viruses and the evolution of virus to be able to control it, and there was an accident. To me, the people that can't know how to wash their hands or clean up their tools sounds more racist to me than the brilliant scientist that had an accident, you know?
Yeah.
But somehow saying the brilliant scientist had an accident is the racist argument. Or at least it has been.
We funded that laboratory, too.
Yeah, kind of. You know, less than $1 million.
In China, I'm sure $1 million goes a long way.
I don't know. I'm just saying that I thought it was, at first I thought it was $650 million. It turned out $650,000. It's way less money than I thought it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did fund that lab. And really, I think we should have. And for whatever reason, Dr. Fauci, swore to the United States Senate that we didn't, and then went on TV and said that it's not only is that likely where it might have come from, but we also donated money that funded it.
Uh-huh.
Well, does that mean he hit himself in front of the United States Senate?
Yeah, but you'll never get anybody to actually admit that.
It's kind of difficult
to know anything about it because, I mean, Fauci's kind of on thin ice right now because of his...
Fauci seems bulletproof. He lied to the Senate.
He was because he's wishy-washed, you know, left and right through this whole COVID-19 thing.
He's lied to everyone at every turn and got caught, that admitted that he lied after the fact. And he just lied to the United States Senate and admitted he lied to them. And nothing is happening. This dude is bulletproof.
Right.
Okay. And everyone says he's in trouble, but it doesn't seem to me like he's in any trouble. It seems to me like he's bulletproof. It's all garbage, to quote Sean.
Yeah. Oh, I know why Derek had a party. His parents aren't in town.
Don't be starting fights I don't want to have.
Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't, you know, you were the life of the party, so.
No, I think Fun Gus was the life of the party.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. Yes, he's a real fun guy.
Yeah. Where do you want to go next?
I have no idea where we are.
We have covered the American flag protocol so far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, let's do the centrist thing. This is hilarious. Did you read any of this by any chance? Of course. Yeah. Here we go.
Right now.
Yeah. She's the Attorney General of Massachusetts, and the progressives are saying she's too centrist.
What?
I don't even know what kind of argument to make about this. Yeah, Maura Healey, she's the Attorney General of Massachusetts, and she's not even really that centrist. But they're saying that she's supposed to be like the counter to the right wing Charlie Baker.
Well, I mean, it's. Yeah, and how right-wing is Charlie really Baker?
How about right-wing is Elizabeth Warren?
Massachusetts has a crazy history of voting in Republican governors.
Yeah, are they really Republican governors, though?
No, they're Republican in name only.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They spend less money than the Democrats they vote in. But they would rather spend everyone else's money than their own. So that's the way I see it.
Yeah.
Both Democrat nationally, Republican locally, means I want to spend everyone else's money to fix my roads.
Yep.
They won't even execute the Boston bomber. They said it, they made the federal government do it.
Well, do you have capital punishment in Massachusetts?
No, and if you're not going to have capital punishment because you're better than that, then what do you do with sending it off to the federal government to do it for you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to call out the.
They should have just kept them in Massachusetts prison for the rest of their lives and let you guys pay for it.
Oh, if you're better than the. I get it. If you oppose capital punishment and don't want to do it, but yeah, don't
call it off on the federal government.
Yeah. That just means you didn't have the balls to get your hands dirty yourself.
Right.
And that kind of bothers me. You know, if you're going to do it, do it. Don't make someone else do your dirty work for you. Sorry to bring that up, but yeah, you have to call out the bullshit in the government when you see it. You know, I'm still not sure where I stand on capital punishment, but
right,
I keep changing my mind.
Let's talk about the Rochester mayor's husband being arrested for cocaine and something else.
I did not read this, but I read what you said about it. You said 2 kilos he got caught with?
Yeah, he got caught with 2 kilos, and there was guns involved.
And then they said it was a political reason why he got arrested with 2 keys, a blow, and firearms?
Yeah.
It wasn't all the cocaine and guns?
Yeah, he was busted with 2 kilos of cocaine, 3 guns, and $100,000 in cash.
Oh, my God.
He's not a drug trafficker at all.
Oh, my God. She said this is a political arrest?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that.
I mean, I know Rochester is a pretty liberal city, but I don't think she's getting reelected.
Rochester's a dump.
I know. I've been there. I went to school there for 10 months in the Navy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
During the winter, it was a great time.
Oh, it's nice and warm in northern New York.
Yeah, with lots of snow. Mm. And unlike Virginia, when it actually snowed in Rochester, we still went to school.
Wait,
they didn't cancel on the threat of snow.
I grew up in Massachusetts, but yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Virginia, like, oh, it might snow tomorrow. There's already news reports on TV. It's like, all these schools are closed. You're like, they said it might snow a quarter inch.
It was even more fun last year because everybody was doing Zoom learning and they were still canceling school for storms and stuff.
Really?
Everybody's at home. Big deal.
I was actually talking to Derek about today how growing up we used to go out and shovel the driveways, like when a foot would grow up, snow overnight.
Yeah.
We would go out and like shovel in the middle of the night. And like every hour until bedtime, then like once in the middle of the night, then get up an hour early to shovel, and then another time to shovel before you left.
He had to.
Well, because then at least it was only a couple inches at a time versus a foot, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't get it. It's like, no, like, if you're not ready for the a foot of snow to fall overnight, you're going to be boned in the morning when you got to go. Because your boss is not going to accept it snowed as a reason to not go to work. Pardon me. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow, we already moved on from the two centrist thing. We did the, the cocaine.
Cocaine and guns and $100,000 in cash. Yeah, that was probably money for her campaign.
Yeah, he's wondering.
Got it, put it, deposited into the account. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of where did all that money come from. Now, here's the question. Did the campaign contributions pay for the cocaine ring, or did the cocaine pay for her campaign?
Yeah, it's the chicken and the egg question. What came first?
Yeah.
Well, WAPO!
I don't know what happened with that. Did is there... Hey, oh, there he is.
Hey.
Sexy whore.
I mean, he just got arrested. So, I mean, nothing's really happened with it yet. She's trying to, like, smooth the rocky waters by saying, hey, it's politically related. We're talking about the Rochester mayor's husband. $100,000 of cash and the 2 kilos of coke is politically related.
Yeah, who?
Rochester mayor.
Oh, yeah.
You guys keep going. I'm going to go get some chips.
All right.
I'll be back. Sorry.
He had to leave already. He'll be back.
He's got no picture or sound now.
I know. He was called away by the boss.
You kidding me? He just hooked up with us.
The Supreme Court has ruled on two more unanimous decisions.
Okay, yeah. I saw this and I saved it. And I meant to read the article, but I was too damn lazy because I worked my ass off this weekend. It physically hurts my body.
But so one of the decisions, I got the article open now.
Well, we brought up last week was when was the last time anyone has seen a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court? And neither one of us bothered to look it up. And there's two more in the next week. I was like, oh, apparently it's not that uncommon.
Well, this one, the first decision ruled against an undocumented immigrant who attempted to challenge the charge of unlawful entry, reentry into the United States.
Okay.
The Ninth Circuit Court agreed with the undocumented. He was convicted of a DUI in 1988 and barred from reentering the country. Ninth Circuit Court said he could reenter the country, of course, and the other ones didn't. And then the second opinion involves a dispute between Guam and the federal government over a cleanup at a 1940s naval dump.
Okay.
The court ruled in favor of Guam efforts to receive compensation from the government, reversing a D.C. Circuit Court ruling.
So Guam's going to get some kind of compensation for nuclear waste?
Well, they don't specifically say nuclear waste, but...
Yeah, they would have said something besides Navy waste if it wasn't nuclear.
Okay.
Or ordnance, which is better.
Yeah.
Neither one's particularly good, right?
Puerto Rico did with Vieques Island, you know?
Exactly. It's a small little island. What is it, 1 mile by three?
Guam?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tiny.
Was that Diego Garcia I'm thinking of?
Oh, Diego Garcia is small as
Guam. That's in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
I've been there. The carrier put in there that we were only allowed to have a third of the ship off at a time. Because it would overrun the island.
They offered me Diego Garcia if I re-enlisted, handing out basketballs at MWR. I did not want to do it.
If you're single, it would have been fine.
Maybe, but it just sounded so hot. all the time.
Your uniform involves shorts over there. You wear short. You wear Bermuda shorts like the British Navy has.
Yeah, I had enough of the Navy anyway by that point.
And I bought a pith helmet when I was there too to be cool like the British. Back to Dr. Fauci.
I don't know. What, you got something to say about Fauci?
He admits that COVID-19 may have come from the Wuhan lab and butts heads with Rand Paul.
So it's okay to talk about it now.
Yeah, because Trump's not president anymore.
Did you see that Biden has opened up investigations as to the origins of the COVID virus now?
Well, I think that's just a bunch of political hooey and showmanship. Because one of the first things he did when he came into office was he shut down other investigations into the origins of the Wuhan virus.
Wu-flu?
Yeah. Because the State Department was running an investigation and it was shut down.
I'm pretty sure you can actually still find video out there of Trump talking about this, and we're gonna find it. We're pretty sure it came from here, and it was called debunked, which means they disproved it, right?
Right.
No, we don't believe you, but we actually disproved this idea.
Now it's being believed again.
And they say science changes. I'm like, no, science doesn't change. Your understanding of it does.
Yeah.
What you're saying is you were too stupid to understand what's happening, and now you're finally catching up.
Well, what's happening?
But you called me a nut job.
What's happening is that all of this has been politicized. So the FBI has been politicized. So, depending on who's in office is who controls the narrative and what's to be believed,
Trump didn't control the narrative.
No, of course not. Because the media did. And now that Trump's out of office, all of a sudden, Trump's narrative becomes the narrative.
How much longer is the media going to be able to do that?
Do what?
Control the narrative. Like, for real.
They're losing their grip.
The internet is always 3 or 4 days ahead of the news,
Mm-hmm. Babylon Bee is ahead of the news nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Babylon Bee.
Oh, Babylon Bee.
All your good news from.
Babylon Bee are prophets, though. And they need to stop it.
They have more viewers on Babylon Bee than they got on CNN.
Tim Pool's got more subscribers than CNN. And as much as they make fun of Tim Pool on the No Agenda show, they must listen to his show.
Yeah, because they always talk about him.
Always talk about him. That's because he's got viewership out the ass. He's also some schmuck from Chicago that, I gotta pause or whatever, or at least mute for a minute. I gotta say goodnight to the baby.
Are you pausing?
No, we can keep going.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
Sorry, I'm trying to log in here so I can follow the list.
I know, I sent it out to the e-documents for you.
Well, my computer's slow, man. It's old.
Okay.
I run this on Windows 95 here, okay?
Windows 95? You gotta be kidding me. There's no way that thing's running Windows 95. I don't even think you were born when Windows 95 was out.
It feels that way. I got all dialed up in this motherfucker. Ugh, come on. Yeah, I just got home.
That's fine. So, Biden came to Langley yesterday.
I know. I was like running Yorktown yesterday. I was like, please
didn't leave the base.
No?
No, he stayed right on Langley.
Good. Oh, you saw that about the little girl who looked like Nancy Roll? Last girl. Because the Christy Cross and her leg look like a 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah, I got that on here someplace. Yeah. Why are you giving out creepy comments again? I guess nothing happens to him with it.
You guys talked about it?
No, not yet. We hadn't gotten there yet. What do you think about it?
Oh, man. I don't know, like, why you have to single out. Like, I don't know why you have to put that out.
Because this is what he's been doing for the last 40 years in office.
That's true. Yeah,
he's doing a pretty good job of sheltering him and protecting him. But like Jeffrey just got done saying, it's like the mainstream media is losing its grip. You know, there's internet now and there's millions of different sources on YouTube and other places to get your news from. So it's harder and harder for the media as a whole to protect Biden from his creepy behavior. It's too bad this creepy behavior wasn't made more known while he was being elected president.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in some circles, but not enough people noticed it or believed it at the time to vote a different way.
You talking about the sniffing kids creepy behavior?
Yeah, and he got a new one. He made a weird comment about this girl that he thought was 19 because of the way she crossed her legs just recently.
How old was she?
Like 9.
Don't tell me she was 9.
I think so. I don't know. I think I read somewhere that she's like 9-year-old.
I know. That's... I got it. I thought I had it on here. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I do. Let me see.
Yeah, well, if you paid attention all during the campaign, you would have seen that Biden has been a creep for a long time.
Yeah, well, obviously not enough people paid attention.
No, well, the average voter couldn't name a single thing that Biden campaigned on. Or Trump. And your average voter who voted for Biden cannot tell you what they don't like about Trump specifically. That they can't name a single thing he signed that they don't like.
Here's the quote. Biden looks at a little girl in the audience, the daughter of a veteran, and says, "I love those barrettes in your hair. Man, I tell you what, look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old, sitting there like a little lady with her legs crossed."
What, she was like 15 or something?
I can't find her actual age.
Yeah, it sounds like something Biden would do.
Obviously, she's not 19.
He's always been weird and creepy with stuff like that, though. That's just Joe.
That's the problem. People pawn it off like that. That's exactly what they say. Oh, that's just Joe. You know, and his favorite phrase, "Come on, man. Come on, man."
He sounds like a good old boy when he does that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he's going to get away with it because he's a rich white guy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, his VP that, you know, he picked because of her skin color, called him out and called him a racist in front of the entire world.
Yeah.
And when she was asked about it, she was like, "Oh, it was a debate." She was happy to have her title.
So you got a video on here about a bus driver smacking a girl from Louder with Crowder.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Basically, after this whole "you don't have to wear a mask anymore" nationwide thing came down, this little girl didn't want to wear a mask on the bus, and a school bus driver like physically hit this little girl, saying that she was going to kill everyone.
Okay.
And
Virginia lifted its whole social distancing everything yesterday. And I went to the Green Turtle and sat at the bar for the first time in a year and a half. And
how'd had that a feel? Dinner
and a beer.
I went to the gas station today and didn't have to wear a mask, but the people that worked there wore, which made me feel even weirder.
Yeah, a lot of the businesses are—they're making their employees still wear masks, but
they ask that I be vaccinated if I don't wear a mask.
I've been vaccinated, like I have, you know, I don't have to worry about it. So, because I identify as a vaccinated person,
exactly, and you're not allowed to question my identity.
Exactly.
That's racist and sexist, and
man, I'm getting convinced. I don't know how you're handling all these El Guapos. I've only had a few drinks. You know, I haven't been drinking since noon, but they keep reappearing and appearing and multiplying.
The El Guapos?
Yeah.
See? There's another one. I thought that was the shiitakes.
You want to talk about some Marjorie Greene?
Yeah, my dog just opened the door I closed. What a bitch. Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay.
Who is Marjorie Taylor Greene?
She's some freshman congresswoman. I don't know if you're allowed to call them freshmen anymore. Apparently that's sexist.
Well, it depends on where you go to school at.
That's true. Oh, yeah, we went over that last week, didn't we? The weird school that doesn't call them that anymore.
Yeah, I think Yale's getting rid of their names. I think it's one of those Ivy League schools. They're getting rid of. It's going to be first year, second year, third year, and 4 year.
Yeah, it should just go by how much money you still owe the school. But yeah, she's getting a high time for making a Nazi reference. Several times on this show, I've brought up, like, let's not make Nazi references because they're always wrong, right?
Right.
Shoot, what was it? She said something about, vaccine passports were, like, basically, I don't remember exactly, but she basically said it was, like, tattooing a number on your wrist and shipping you off on a train.
Yeah. I don't think that's that bad of a comparison, honestly. I don't see the outrage in it.
Well, okay, don't make Nazi references in general. But there have been... sorry, guys, I got to pause again. I got to see. Right. She's not quite ready for bed yet. Sorry.
Call congressmen aversion until they... I'm not finishing that sentence.
Sorry about that. Baby didn't want to go to bed. You can't hear me now, can you?
I can.
Oh, my mistake. What were we talking about? We talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene making Nazi references. Did anyone see all the crap about how they've been comparing Trump to Hitler for five years
since he entered the campaign?
They call him like a Drumpfler. They called him Hitler several times outright. And the worst part is Marjorie Taylor Greene makes a comment about it. And her entire party just turns their backs on her.
Well, she'd already lost her committee assignment, you know, for saying something else in the past. So she really has nothing. I mean, they're not going to impeach her, you know.
I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's one of the best congresswomen out there, and not in terms of what she's doing.
But just because she's not willing to kowtow to anybody, she's speaking her mind.
She's doing what her constituents hired her to do. Mm-hmm. And they don't believe in a lot of BS. And she's saying it out loud, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's a little crazy, but
I think you gotta be a little crazy to run for Congress these days.
I think you need to be crazy to want to work in the federal government at all.
Yeah.
Well, don't be a career politician.
I don't think she will be.
Maybe not, but I think it should be illegal to be a career politician for real.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi's been in office, I believe, longer than I've been alive.
Yeah. Well, she's over 80 years old, so.
Yeah, and she's been in office for over 40 years, right?
At least.
Well, I'm younger than 40.
You are.
It just seems crazy. She has no idea the impacts her decision, her policies have on actual American citizens.
Not anymore.
And I like the idea of you can only serve so long. Then you have to go back out into the world and serve under the rules that you put into place.
Yeah.
Or live under the rules that you put in place. You shouldn't be exempt from these people have exemptions from their own damn rules.
Well, only while they're in office. Once they're out of office, those rules don't exist anymore.
Oh, that's how you stay like Nancy Pelosi and just stay in office forever and make it illegal to run against her. Well, okay, not illegal. You're a Nazi if you run against her.
Right. So Fox News did a poll recently to find out who supported Palestine and who supported Israel.
Dear God, this will be fun. Yeah.
Big surprise. Most people, only 24% of the people sympathize with the Palestinians, 59% side with the Israelis.
Well, Biden came out on support of the Israelis.
Barely. It was a tacit support.
What's up with people pulling up in their trucks and beating and attacking Jewish people in the streets then?
That's the problem. How come there's no COVID-19 law in place that calls it a hate crime like they did with the Asian Pacific people? We got a law passed real fast to outlaw hate crimes of Asians because of COVID-19.
I'm pretty sure there is stuff about beating up Jews.
It's okay to do that?
No. I'm pretty sure there's already been a rule about that because I'm pretty sure that in every statistic you look up, the Jewish people are the most attacked people in the United States. Everyone could say what they want at this group or that group, but if you actually look at the numbers, the Jewish people are attacked for being Jewish more than any other group is for their groupness.
Yeah.
That includes Black Americans.
I would totally believe that because they're like the most hated nation and peoples in the world because before Trump created all these peace agreements with several different Arab countries, all of them had one purpose in life, and that was to destroy Israel.
What's funny, too, the people that have been calling everyone Nazis for so long is now, like, celebrating the destruction of Israel.
Right. Makes no sense.
Well, I don't know how well you know your world history, but Israel was formed after World War II ended in the... Huh?
World War II.
Yeah, and the UN was formed. Actually, it wasn't the UN then, was it? League of Nations, was it?
Yeah, League of Nations, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Recognized Israel because of what happened. And now you just have people hating it because every time people blow up a whole bunch of Israelis and they shoot back, people call them a bunch of hateful people. It's like, I don't know, man, you threw a grenade in my front door. It's okay for me to shoot back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just my opinion. I might be wrong. It's not like I've been there. Oh, wait a minute. I have actually a whole bunch of times. Actually, it was really cool. I saw a whole bunch of really cool stuff in Israel. But
yeah, I've never made it to Israel yet. So the Navy didn't take me there.
Last cruise took me there like 6 times. Did the Wailing Wall. I saw the Virgin's Tomb. All sorts of cool stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. I was just, it was depressing because in front of these places, it was a big, weird, round thing made out of steel. Uh-huh. It was that they would throw bombs into when people drop them off. I was like, oh, that's really depressing.
Yeah.
But.
So, Biden has a plan to protect kids from misinformation.
Yeah, I saw something about this. What's that all about?
Louder with Crowder.
Oh, that's for me too. I didn't even read the damn thing, did I? Oh, yeah. Basically, homeschool your kids.
We can't do that?
No, you should homeschool your kids because the United States government's going to decide what you think too, not just what's real.
So Biden told people to homeschool kids.
No, I'm saying that you're dumb to not homeschool your kids because of Biden's weird policies.
Okay.
Basically, this weird thing they're doing is that asking questions is anti-science. And that makes
I don't know about anybody else, but when I was going to college, I actually took classes on critical thinking. And asking questions was a key point of critical thinking.
New York Times did a piece. We actually talked about this a couple months ago. How New York Times told us not to critically think anymore. Because you're too stupid to understand what's going on.
Well, that's dumb.
I don't know, man. She's like, no one makes decisions anymore. Or no one looks anything up and gets information anymore. They just trust someone else's opinion.
Right.
We're not telling anyone what to think that might listen to this show. We're just saying,
buy our merch.
I found a guy that might make us merchandise, but Teespring might be cheaper.
Ray's all about the merch.
I keep forgetting to tell people to smash that like button. and to find us or to contact us at the Jeffrey and Brian Show at gmail.com. Still haven't got an email yet.
No.
Someone tried to sell us something a couple of times, I think.
Yeah, probably. So, this is not a real shocker, but the Senate Republicans put the brakes on the January 6th joint commission that all the Democrats are really pushing for.
About what? What are the Democrats so butthurt about? Let's be real. What they're saying, it was an attempted revolution.
Yeah, okay. You know how, they're all these committees are doing their own investigations. You know, there's lots of investigations already in progress, and we're already spending lots of taxpayers' dollars on it. They wanted to try to elevate this thing to the level of 9/11. Because that's the last time one of these commissions like this was held.
Above 9/11, they said this is the worst attack on the United States ever.
How? Most of the people that have been arrested are common folk that were in the Capitol building. They didn't have guns or anything.
Whoa, Pearl Harbor.
If this was an armed insurrection, we would have been hearing about a lot more guns being there and, you know, a lot more people dying. On both sides.
There's a lot of bullshit being put up too.
You know?
There's a lot of bullshit being put up. Hillary Clinton said that a police officer was murdered that night.
No, he died of a stroke after the fact.
Like 5 days later. The only person who died that day was Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah.
And she was shot by a police officer.
Right.
So where
and it magically within days it was ruled as a justified shooting. So there'll be no further investigation.
I thought we weren't accepting police shootings, period, right now. Is it because she's white?
Well, that was before we stopped accepting police shootings, you know.
This was after George Floyd, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, if we're going that route. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's probably because she's white, you know. It's okay.
or is it her political opinion that made it okay to shoot her? I don't know, man. Just she was the only one who died that day.
Yeah.
As a result of violence anyway. Like, I think someone had a heart attack too, right?
A police officer. Oh yeah. Yeah, somebody had a heart attack. Yeah. One of the people that came up for the protest. Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing's a mess, and I don't think a whole lot of people are gonna get in a lot of trouble. Some people will.
I mean, there's people that they're arresting everybody left and right around here. You know, if you had a Facebook page with a picture of you at up there for the event, you're getting questioned, getting arrested. Some of these people are.
Yeah, and then nothing happened with it, but they were just making a point like, oh, 600 people have been arrested.
Meanwhile, the Dems are using this as an excuse to keep the fencing around the Capitol building.
Really, that's staying? Because the guard's gone, right?
The National Guard's gone, but the fencing is staying.
That sounds like a nice free state, huh?
Yep. Got to protect the congressmen and women.
Because they're better than you.
And plus the Capitol Police are getting a big, huge budget increase so they can hire more police officers that are totally unprepared for anything of any significance.
They're not defunding their police?
No, they're getting extra funding.
It's weird how that works, huh?
Yep. That's what I said, men or women. Or, oh, he, she, it. I don't know all the gender rules these days, you know?
There's something in here about that, too.
I mean, I just identify as vaccinated, so that's the only thing I'm concerned about.
I got something about that woman who decided she was a man or something like that. Oh, geez, I don't even know.
It's under, right here it is. How do you address someone in the second person?
Oh, there you go. Well, okay, that's not what I was thinking of, but yeah. CNN has Why It Matters about pronouns and everything.
Uh-huh.
But how often is the person that you're referring to in the second person there? Like, for real?
Never.
If you're in a group of people, you don't say... You don't use he or she. You say Bill or Bob or Jane, right?
Yeah. Identify by name.
That second person reference is always when they're not there.
Right.
So how are you offended by the pronoun I'm using for you when you're not there?
Uh-huh.
It's just always, oh, the dog farted and it's gnarly. It's always bothered me that it pisses them off, people so off. Pisses people off so much. That fart really stinks, dog.
Is it worse than yours?
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, man, for real, how often are you in a situation where someone's going to hear the pronouns that offend them? Because they're not these people are not there to hear the pronouns used.
Right.
It's either you or... It's first person reference to make sure that everyone knows you're speaking to and referring to that person in the group, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Pardon me for thinking this stuff out. But people get so butthurt over pronouns. You never use a he, she reference if someone's in a circle talking. You know what I mean? Sorry, move on. I'm sorry. It's pissed me off for a long time. All right, I had to say something. I'm going to
bring up Ray's favorite topic.
Butt sex?
No. Oh. His second favorite topic, then. The Chicago mayor is being sued by a news outlet because she will not do interviews with whites.
That was a Stephen Crowder thing, too, wasn't it? Or The Blaze.
But it's been everywhere. It's not just here.
I think it's The Blaze is suing them, and Steven Crowder works with The Blaze.
The Daily Caller, News Foundation, Judicial Watch.
Really? The Daily Caller? So really?
Yeah.
Is that Ben Shapiro? Or is he Daily Mail?
He's Daily Mail.
Wow. You think anything's going to happen?
I think he's gonna
probably gonna settle.
What?
They're probably gonna settle out of court.
Are they gonna take interviews from white people?
They'll have to.
May I have to.
You think anyone's gonna give a shit that votes?
No.
No, because she's black.
Well, that's kind of racist, but all right.
Well, I mean, if anybody really cared about how Chicago was being run, she would have been gone a long time ago, because you don't hear about it on the news anymore. But if you dig into some news, you'll find out that there are shootings and killings happening every weekend, every week in Chicago.
Chicago's always been a dump, though.
It's gotten worse.
It should go back to being the Windy City when politicians just blow through. Because at least it'd be turnover. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least if the shit keep getting turned over, you get compost, right? Sorry, I thought that was a good metaphor.
Yeah. The CDC made a big announcement this week about kids.
Who's did?
The CDC.
Now I can vaccinate my friggin' prenatal kid and watch him
that grow an extra penis. I didn't put that one on there, but I was going with summer camps. They're going to allow kids at summer camps without masks.
I thought we didn't have to wear masks at all right now.
Well, the kids were special because all the kids are still that are in school.
Kids aren't allowed to identify as vaccinated, are they?
No, they're not.
That seems ageist to me. Can they identify as someone who's older who's vaccinated?
Sure, why not?
Oh, I don't know. You could just say that I could just say I'm a black woman, and apparently you're not allowed to tell me I'm wrong.
Well, that's backfired. I mean, she can't get a job anymore because she identified as a black woman.
I'm assuming you're referring to
yes, Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, I forgot about her.
We talk about her every few months or so.
RuPaul's still making a ton of money by identifying as a black woman.
Well, I think he's got half of it right. So,
actually, that dude's making bank, and he figured it out.
Yeah.
So, I don't get it, but a lot. The wife watches like three of his shows. Apparently, you're supposed to refer to RuPaul as a she when she's in garb, but it's still a man. I don't know what the rules are. Apparently, drag is different than transgender.
It is. It's very different.
It predates it enough to the point where it's acceptable anyway.
So let's talk about Patrice Cullors.
Patrice Cullors.
Sorry.
Now, first of all, I gotta laugh my ass off that her last name is Colors. All right, now that we're done laughing about that, taking our moment of silence. She was a co-founder of Black Lives Matter, and she was the one who just got busted with like the $3 million houses.
Is she giving up her $3 million houses?
No, she quit her position resigned and retired from Black Lives Matter.
Does she need to make any more money? She's got plenty of money. How many houses did she buy for her family members in the process?
From what I understand, she had three houses, and each of them were worth no less than $1 million each, and one of them was worth like $4.5 million.
But Black Lives Matter is a grassroots organization. Only the common folk are going to make money out of the deal.
She swears it has nothing to do with the controversy over her her homes and everything. And it was because she has put her time in and served the community. And I was like, oh, she probably should have gone with, I got caught doing something I shouldn't have done. Because Breonna Taylor, remember the whole, that whole thing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, her Breonna Taylor's mother came out and said that her family hasn't seen a penny that was raised by Black Lives Matter. She had to call them out. Meanwhile, this woman was buying another $3 million house.
Right.
I don't know. Seems a little shady to me, you know?
Well, Fox News reported that Biden's campaign received funds from a top Russian lobbyist right before he okayed their oil pipeline.
Yeah, he okayed theirs while shutting ours down, but Trump is beholden to Russia.
Right.
I'm almost getting to the point where I don't even want to point this shit out anymore, dude.
What?
Hypocrisy. Yeah, because you can put it right in front of people. Either they're stupid or they don't care.
I don't think they care.
Then why even? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I've been in so many arguments with people, and I pointed out the border thing.
Yeah.
And how that Trump was a Nazi evil asshole because of, the kids in cages. And I was like, well, Joe Biden and Barack Obama built those cages. Donald Trump closed those camps down. Joe Biden came back into office and he opened them back up to 1,700% capacity. And they still blame Trump for it.
Yep.
It's like, I don't understand what... It's like, you're just ignoring the reality in front of you to be able to maintain this ridiculous narrative.
Mm-hmm.
That just says that they're not actually trying to solve anything. They just want to be right.
Yeah.
They want to be better than you.
Yep. Totally. And let's talk about the big Biden budget, which, if everything goes according to the current plans, that we don't do budgets anymore. The American government does not do budgets anymore. We just do continuing resolutions.
We haven't done a budget since Clinton.
I think we've done one since then.
I don't think so. I think Clinton was the last one who was going to actually have a balanced. He did the last
balanced budget.
That's an actual budget. If you go in the red, that's just borrowing money.
But right? There's been budgets approved by both the House and the Senate and signed into law.
Yeah, but there's no money to support it.
But now we just...
That's not enough to borrow money.
By raising the debt ceiling and do these stupid continuing resolutions. For like 6 months at a time.
Yeah, I don't trust any of this. And actually, this is not the one to talk to Ray about.
Okay.
I don't walk in and buy silver in person. I buy from a retailer that I trust online. You mentioned your coin retailer. I don't just buy coins. I also buy bars. I buy all sorts of stuff. My issue is I have to buy a significant amount to get it at a decent price. I'll pay an extra almost dollar if I only buy an ounce or two at a time through these online retailers, You got anything to say? Oh.
No, you say how silver is hard to find. Usually right now people are dumping silver so they can buy hard asset.
Go ahead right now and go look online right now at any way you can buy silver rounds or bars and look at how much of it is unavailable.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. If you're trying to buy right now online, it's going to be impossible. But you go to a local coin store, you're not just going to find coins, find bars and everything that people want to sell off. Gold, silver, bars, every shape or form.
Well, I like to get it from companies that people might recognize so that they trust it a little more than a random bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, This guy, I'm selling and I buy for him, so I'm good with him. And signing up, he doesn't let me pay taxes if I pay cash. So,
well, you might trust him to someone else.
I like to have position on hand right now because I cannot wait. Like, man, where the hell is it? You know, I just don't like the wait thing. I like to have
I have it in hand like 3 days.
I just don't like the feeling not knowing where the hell it is. You know,
but there's been a huge move in the silver market in the last couple of weeks. It's gone up like $4 an ounce in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, so
thinking about dropping a couple of bucks into it, but I don't trust the dollar right now. It feels like it's gonna get worse before it gets better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, right now is the perfect time to buy higher assets. You know, land, you know, everything you can just pay off with inflation. You know?
Yeah, especially land.
Yeah.
Why aren't you growing coffee or something?
Dude, I barely got time to manage my situation right now with my life. Like, I get home around 6 p.m. or 7, and I go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. So by the time I'm done throughout the day, you know, I'm tired. I barely can do stuff. And on the weekends, family want to spend time with me. Like, okay, you know, so that's
where everybody wants to spend time with Ray.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants to spend time with Ray.
I know. He want to go sailing and I can't, buddy. But, you know, family want to spend family time with Ray. So Ray cannot do everything. You know, Ray like to sleep, but you couldn't even do that.
Nope, you've got to give up on sleep.
I know.
Sleep's overrated.
What's this Limbaugh thing? I'm sorry to interrupt, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was gonna save that for last, but
No. Go ahead. Do. I saw that. I was like, what the hell is this? But if you got something else you want to do,
Well, the Michigan State Secretary of State, the election person, told the county boards not to keep ordering audits.
Why?
I guess she's trying to cover something up.
Ah.
The problem is, eventually, no matter how hard they try to cover stuff up, it's going to come out. I mean, whether there's real fraud in 2020 doesn't really matter at this point. But I would like to see everything proven that there was no fraud for future elections. So the integrity, people actually believe that there's integrity for, you know, upcoming elections.
I don't believe in any of that bullshit anymore. I haven't in a long time, and it's just been proven more and more true in me that I can't believe any of this bullshit anymore.
Okay.
No, it's ridiculous the way they're doing this stuff. Ooh, I wish I had a Poopsie's pizza.
Well, you can go get one.
No, not this. Oh, shoot. I could have did this out. Maybe.
Apparently, I got the wrong link for this thing.
Hey, you guys talk about the shooting in San Diego?
No, it's not even on the list.
No, we've been avoiding the shooting talkings on purpose, but, well, not on purpose, but it seems that it's happening so often because people are going nuts. And basically, if we talk about that, it's going to talk about Civil War.
No. Okay. But I'm not talking about the shooting itself, but like how quiet it's been in the news media. Nobody's covering it, you know.
Was it not a white teenager that did it?
No. I don't even know who did it, dude. I haven't heard nothing about it much.
It was a disgruntled employee. He was a hoarder. You know. But I don't think he was white.
There you go. That's why you didn't hear about it then.
Yeah, I just barely hear anything. I just heard there was a shooting, and they just passed it on to the next day. I'm like, God damn, really? You guys used to fucking go on and on and on about shooting forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you got to the point that I was just like, dude, there's nothing else to talk about besides this now. Hey, I've been to Bahrain.
Huh?
I saw your shirt. I've been to Bahrain.
So have
I. Wife has too. Sorry about that.
Apparently, there's been when Biden was campaigning, he said that there would be thousands of migrants that would be allowed to enter the U.S. if he got elected. Well, he's turning them all back. They're all going back to Mexico.
Yeah, just like he's not going to forgive student debt.
Right. He can't. It's not constitutional.
Well, if you can just print money out of thin air, then why not just forgive debt? Apparently, we just print our way out of problems.
That's only going to work for so long.
Well, look at groceries.
Look at lumber.
Dear God, look at lumber. I did a lot of reclaimed woods project this year, but I had to buy some 4x4s and it was expensive.
How about the other material? The synthetic material.
Well, I use mostly pallets from a local plant nursery that they leave out in the yard that said anyone can come take them. So I like took those apart. But that took a lot of work to take the wood apart to make my planter boxes, you know?
Yeah.
And then screw them together. But yeah, I ended up putting them in 4x4s. I could have used something else, I suppose, but I think I only spent like $50 to put all this crap together. Anyway, what's this Limbaugh thing?
All right, so we knew this was going to happen sooner or later.
Someone's got to replace him, right?
Premier Networks is the syndicated company that he's been syndicated with for like the last 20 years. They own the time slot on all these stations, which they've been losing because they've been having these guest hosts on. So they announced this week that these two people, I lost it. Buck Sexton's been a guest host on the Rush Limbaugh show lately. And this other guy, Clay Travis, they're going to take over the actual Rush Limbaugh time slot on the Rush Limbaugh station starting in June.
Okay. And who are these guys?
Buck Sexton's a conservative talk show host.
I've heard that name.
Clay Travis, FCA operator or something like that.
And who's the other guy? Or just Buck Sexton?
No, there's two of them. It's co-hosts.
Yeah, Buck Sexton and who?
Clay Travis.
I don't know that name. I'm surprised it wasn't like Eric Balling or something stupid. That's his name, right? The guy he was on Fox News, the Balling Report. Just the five.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton will start on June 21st in the Rush Limbaugh show's legendary 12 to 13 time slot. Trying to find out more about Clay Travis. He was an entrepreneur host of Fox Sports Radio's weekday morning program, Outkick, the coverage with Clay Travis.
Speaking of taking over time slots, you hear Kelly Clarkson is going to be taking over for Ellen, her time slot.
That doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me either, but Kelly Clarkson was a vocalist from America's Got Talent or something, wasn't she?
Yeah, no, the original show, American Idol.
American Idol, yeah. And now all of a sudden she's like this superstar, like daytime TV show, replacing like one of the big daytime TV divas, you know?
Yeah.
It's gotta be because apparently it's come out that Ellen's a bitch.
Well, that's been known for a long time.
Anyway, that's all I gotta talk about.
Buck Sexton was a former CIA officer, NYPD counterterrorism expert.
Oh, okay.
Appears on Fox News Channel and other outlets as a political commentator.
Is he the bald guy?
TV.
No, red-headed guy.
Yeah, that I see exactly on Crowder, and I see him on like Timcast IRL and the Rubin Report. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
All right, that might be worth listening to. At least it's not Dan Bongino.
Well, if you guys, he's on Fox Nation, Dan Bongino, And as a veteran, you can sign up for the streaming service of Fox Nation for free for a year right now as a veteran through Memorial Day.
How do I prove that? I need to?
ID.me does it for you.
I don't even know what that means.
You just put in the days you were in the Navy, and it has a database it goes to and finds you and proves.
The problem is I'd have to actually go look that up.
I'll send you the link.
No, I'd have to look up the dates I was in.
You don't have to look it up. You know when you got out.
No, I don't.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, Tina, what was the date you enlisted?
The date enlisted or left for basic?
The day that you were actually officially signed up for the Air Force.
That was a year before I actually left. So
she knows.
She doesn't have a date. August. Yeah, about August of what year?
2001.
And when did you get out?
When did I get out? I got out November 26th, 2014.
Okay, she actually had a date for that one. I'm sorry. Apparently, I'm the weirdo. I have no idea my enlistment or get out dates.
It was Thanksgiving of 2014.
I'm pretty sure it was October 28th. I think. 2000.
You only have to know a month and a year. You don't need the fucking date.
2011 is when you got out because it was the same year we got married.
Yeah. Ooh.
I did at least another year after we got married. I went on deployment after we got married.
Hey, didn't.
Fuck.
You're
screwed. And I let the hair get recorded. I let the hair get recorded. I'm like, no, she's pulling off. Okay, that's all I got before she pulls. She's looking for records. I had fun. I do gotta go though. She is leaving in a couple days to go down and bring our daughter to Florida to meet her aunt. Her uncle, her cousins, and her grandfather.
Nice.
Cool. Yes. So that'll be good. If you guys can keep doing what you're going to do, I got a roll. Sorry to do this. I like to stay to the end every time, but I really do got to spend some time with her before the wife leaves.
That's fine.
All right, guys. Have fun.
Close it out.
Have fun.
You
need to put all your copies away.
Until the crickets come home.
Nice.